Hello and welcome to this week's episode. Unfortunately, the final one of the year of the Fantasy Football Breakdown brought to you by Colts Corner. I'm your host, Ben Dixon, alongside Douglas Latuca. We got week 16 coming right up, and as we'll always do on the show, we'll run through all things fantasy, including an in-depth look at the waiver wire, players you should start and sit, and other news around the fantasy world. Doug, how you doing today, bud?
Good. I'm just trying to get everybody's lineup set for their championship matchups, giving you our favorite plays for this week. Good luck in your championship rounds, and let's get right into it.
Yeah, and if you're listening at this point, it is safe to assume that you're most likely in your finals right now, and you just need to secure that championship prize, secure the bag, and let's get right to it. We'll go right to the waiver wire. As of the previous Tuesday before, all points and percentages based off ESPN PPR, and we're going to start with the quarterbacks. My first guy here, why have you not picked up Josh Allen yet? He is the high-scoring QB over the past 4 weeks, and he's still available in 68.6% of leagues. Go grab him before it gets too late. The quarterback market is really hard to judge based off of last week, as Sam Darnold, who really hasn't had a great year fantasy-wise, was the only guy who outscored Josh Allen. You probably don't need a QB anyways if you made it this far, so we'll move on to the running backs. Doug?
Yeah, my guy Jamal Williams, running back in the Packers. Aaron Jones to the IR. Jamal Williams will step right into that starter role. He had 19.7 points last week. He's available in 87.9% of leagues. Go pick up Williams if you had Jones, who will not play for the remainder of the season. Slot him in as your running back, and trust him in the final week.
All right, my guy here, you should definitely take a look at him. Jets running back Elijah McGuire. As we know, Isaiah Crowell after the season, he's the starter for the rest of the season. He had 17.3 last week, 17.3 in week 14, excuse me, and proved himself last week against that tough Houston defense with 14.1. As of Tuesday, he was available in about two-thirds of the league, so he becomes a great pickup for you.
Totally.
Championship weekend.
Totally. So now at the wide receiver position, a guy that had a great week last week. He had 36.5 points in Kansas City on Thursday night. Mike Williams, the LA Charger wide receiver. He was an absolute monster. Keenan Allen, iffy for the game. Looks like he's going to play. Williams still could be a nice guy in your flex. He's available in 71% of the leagues. Go look for Williams to fill in a spot.
All right, and there's no tight ends really worthy of looking at this week, so I'll give you one final guy, a wide receiver. Robert Foster, wide receiver of the Bills, undrafted guy at Alabama. He's already exceeded his production in college. He had 17.4 and 20.8 the last 2 weeks, respectively. He was available in over 96% of leagues on Tuesday, so he becomes a must-add if you need a guy on your team.
Yeah, totally. Guy has emerged as a solid wide receiver for Buffalo. Let's go into the Saturday games. Two games on the schedule. The Redskins 7-7, still alive with Josh Johnson at quarterback, and the 8-6 Titans fighting for a playoff spot. I'm going to start it off. It's a 4:30 game, by the way. I'm going to start with Derrick Henry, running back for the Tennessee Titans. We're going with this guy again. You got to ride the hot hand here with Henry. If you're smart enough to scoop him up on the scrap heave, congratulations. You probably made it to your championship round, because he has been an absolute beast in the last 2 weeks, scoring 52.8 points and 30.2. This guy has been a monster. Keep feeding the beast. Start Derrick Henry this week.
Yeah, my safest game, AP, Adrian Peterson, Skins running back. The 33-year-old has shown some flashes this season, but is coming off of consecutive single-digit performances. Plus, the Titans were the first team to make Saquon, out of all people, look pedestrian all season. So I'm not expecting AP to have a big week this week.
Yeah, so from the afternoon game to the nightcap, let's talk Ravens 8-6. Right behind those Steelers in the AFC North and the 11-3 Chargers, who look like they could be one of the best teams in the league. Ben, who's your start?
Yeah, they look like definite Super Bowl contenders. In this game, I'm starting. I mean, if Keenan Allen can't go, I'm starting Mike Williams. The guy becomes a must-start for wide receiver at L.A. But it's looking like Keenan Allen's going to go. And there aren't really many guys I love this game besides the must-starts every week. If you need a QB, I guess you can start Lamar Jackson. He's been averaging 17.6 since he became starter and has been top five in carries in the league since then.
Wow.
So pretty remarkable. And Doug, you're sitting this one.
Yeah, here, if you're going to sit somebody, you're probably looking for injuries. As we spoke about Keenan Allen, if he can't go, you know, Justin Jackson and Austin Eckler, if Melvin Gordon can't play. But it looks like Keenan and Melvin will play. Just look out for the injury list. There's a long shot to play, but Hunter Henry, tight end on the Chargers, that tight end market is really thin. He might play. He practiced this week. It's a long shot that he will play. Probably won't. They have to activate him off the PUP list. But if he goes, he could be a solid play.
Yeah, probably not going to play this week, but if your league goes into week 17,
yep,
maybe you guys should pick up. You might not play that either, but worth a look.
Maybe a keeper. Keeper
maybe,
league.
Maybe, definitely, for sure. So we moved to Sundays, 1 o'clock. Really not a great slate, but we'll start with the game of the 1 o'clock hour. The 7-7 Eagles hosting the 10-4 Texans. Doug, your start.
I'm going to start Alshon Jeffrey of the Eagles. The wide receiver has had a disappointing season this year. He's only scored, he hasn't put up the great production that we're accustomed to, but he had 17 and 24 in his last 2 weeks. He could possibly crack your lineup as a wide receiver three or flex, but it's tough to trust the guy. I'm liking him with Fold. He has good chemistry there, but he does have a tough matchup against that good Texans defense.
Yeah, my sit in this game is Josh Adams, running back for the Eagles. The guy was a must pick up about a month back, but he hasn't cracked 9 points in the best 3 weeks. He should definitely be a sit heading into your championship matchup.
So let's move into another game at the 1 o'clock hour. Giants 5-9 out of a playoff spot, and the Colts at 8-6 fighting for entrance into the NFL playoff picture. Ben, your start.
I'm starting Marlon Mack, Colts running back.
Beast.
He had 25.9 last week against a Dallas D that is definitely a few steps up from the Giants when he's going to face this week. And the Giants are a bottom 10 fantasy run defense. Expect Mack to have another big week. He's been pretty good for the Colts.
Couldn't agree with you more there. My sit, Odell Beckham Jr., Giants wide receiver. G-men are eliminated from playoff contention after their loss last week. Odell's dealing with a quadricep injury. He's listed as questionable, most likely won't play. This hurts many fantasy owners, but it's a logistical move for Odell moving in. They're out of playoff contention. He should rest the rest of the year and get healthy for next season.
All right, we're moving on to the 8-6 Dallas Cowboys hosting the 5-9 Tampa Bay Bucs. Doug, your start.
My start. We're going to stay away from most Tampa Bay players this week because Dallas is angry and they're in need of a win at home. You're going to stick with Zeke, Dak, and Amari Cooper. Expect them to have monster games this week, and nothing really sticks out here. Just go with who you got on your roster, and just stay away from Tampa. They're just an interesting crew over there. I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm sitting Peyton Barber running back for the Bucs. He's been back and forth lately. He had 16.9 last week, pretty good game. But the Dallas run D has been great at home, shutting guys like Alvin Kamara down. I'm really not liking Peyton Barber this week.
Yeah, we'll move into an AFC East matchup, 5-9 Bills against the 9-5 Patriots, who are losers of their last two games. Ben, give me your start.
I'm starting Julian Edelman, Pat's wide receiver. He's been really solid since his debut in Week 5, at least 12.5 in every game except that tough Week 9 matchup versus Minnesota. Should have continued success home against Buffalo. And it's worthy to note that Josh Gordon stepping away from the game again, a potential suspension looming, mental health issues. We're wishing the best for him, and Edelman's production should increase with Gordon out.
Yeah, definitely. Chris Hogan, a guy to look at on that waiver wire if you're in need of a wide receiver. My sit, LeSean McCoy, running back for the Bills. He's had an up-and-down year filled with injuries and a decline in his production. He's questionable with a hamstring injury this week, and against the Pats, who come in, as I said, losers of their last two. He should struggle, but he most likely won't even play with the Bills, not even in contention. So stay away from McCoy.
Yeah, before we go on to the 4 o'clock, just a quick note on that Panthers-Falcons game. You've probably heard by now, but if you have Cam Newton, he will be out. He will be sitting out the rest of the season. Unfortunate, but look for a QB if you need one. We brought up Josh Allen before, and if Baker Mayfield, not really a waiver wire guy, but if he's still available in your league, he is Cincy this week. Pretty good matchup. Could bring you a championship. We move on to the 4 o'clock. The 12-2 Saints hosting the 8-5-1 Steelers, coming off their Super Bowl. Not their Super Bowl, because they could be playing for the Super Bowl in a couple months, but their biggest game of the regular season, that home win against the Pats, and Doug is starting this one.
My start, both defense has been playing pretty well lately. The offenses haven't been as explosive as they were in the beginning of the year. This could be a similar game to the Colts and the Boys game. It was a tough one to predict. You know, here I would stick with your automatic guys like Breeze, Kamara, Thomas, AB, Connor, or Samuels. You got to see. Look at that injury report. Connor said he's not ready, but we'll see once we get closer to game time. And obviously, Ben, although he does struggle on the road, so you're sticking with your main guys here. Could be tough one to predict. Could be a low-scoring game. Both defenses playing pretty well, preventing points on the scoreboard.
All right, we move to my sit in this game. I mean, if you don't have any replacements, you should ride with him. But Mark Ingram, he's proven to be a pretty touchdown-dependent guy, averaging less than 10 points in games where he doesn't score touchdowns, which has been every game but three. But keep him in if you need to. But be wary. If he doesn't get a touchdown, he might not be producing for you.
Yeah, so Ben, you got some notes on the Rams. Give me your take here.
Yeah, their defense could win you a championship this week. They're facing Arizona. Not really any notable starts or sits in that game. If you have Rams players, you're going to start them. But that defense against Arizona this week could put up a lot of points.
Yeah, let's talk the Bears. Similar to what Ben said about the Rams defense, they should have a great week. They got a good matchup against San Fran. Look out for guys like Trubisky and Cohen to have big days on offense as well. Those guys probably in your starting lineup. Expect them to have a nice showing against San Fran.
All right, we're going to move to Sunday night. The 11-3 Chiefs traveling to Seattle. Tough game at the 8-6 Seahawks. I'm starting Chris Carson in this game, running back for the Seahawks. I love this guy this week. He's coming off a monster 26.8 game last week. Good matchup against KC at home, and I think he's going to produce this week.
Yeah, my sit, Spencer Ware, Kansas City running back. Damian Williams taking over the backfield after his outstanding performance last week against the Chargers. Stay away from Ware this week, even if he plays, because he's probably not 100% and won't get the same number of carries. Williams is the guy. Stick with him and go with that guy to try and win a championship for yourself.
All right, we're moving to the last game of the fantasy football season. Monday Night Football, the 3-11 Oakland Raiders hosting the 6-8 Broncos. Both these teams, not really much to play for, but Doug, give me a start in this one.
My start, Ben, you love this start. You don't love what I'm about to say. Phillip Lindsay, running back on the Broncos. I'm not a huge fan of this guy due to his arrogance on the field, but let's face it, most guys in the NFL are arrogant, pointing for a first down, getting up and yelling after they get a 2-yard gain. It's just the same stuff. But, You gotta give the guy credit. His production really speaks for himself. The guy's averaged 15.6 points per game this season, and in his last five games, he's averaged 19.8 points. That is outstanding. Off game last week, but expect him to move towards his average against the Raiders this week. Should be a good play. Phillip Lindsay, not my favorite player, but a great start this week.
I don't want to hear it. Great story, undrafted guy out of Colorado.
Yeah, whatever.
Pro bowler now. You call it arrogance. I call it swagger. We'll move to my sit in this game. Doug Martin, running back Raiders. I mean, he's been really good at points this season, but he hasn't cracked 10 points in the last 2 weeks. You can't rely on him in your championship matchup.
Totally
so
agree.
So just give him a sit in this week and maybe even a cut if you want to pick up one of those guys we brought up on the waiver wire. And unfortunately, that concludes all the games this season on the Fantasy Football Breakdown. Doug, how you feeling about that?
I'm a little sad, to be quite honest. It was a pleasure to be talking fantasy football with you guys every week. Brighten my week. I mean, Thursday afternoon, seventh period. Doesn't get much better than that. We're just talking football, and we're trying to get you guys to this championship matchup. We hope that we helped you out this season. Good luck in your championship game. Maybe your third, fourth place game. Maybe you ended up at the bottom of the league. Because you know what? That's just how the cookie crumbles, as Josie would say. So it's a little bit disappointing, but it was a great year.
Yeah, it's our farewell from the show. Hopefully it continues next year. Let us know if you have any more ideas for potential shows during Thursdays in the winter. And thank you for joining us all season alongside Mikey Stats, Doug Stuka. I'm Ben Dixon. Listen to the podcast later, and we'll see you later on in the year, maybe on a different show.
Yeah, hit us up on Instagram at Colts Corner Podcast. Leave a comment, subscribe on our podcast channel. And leave comments. Tell us what you guys want to hear as our next show. Thanks for listening every week. Enjoy the NFL.